In accordance with our permitting procedures, you must check in with the control room before beginning any work to obtain necessary permits. When obtaining a permit, specify your complete work scope to the permit issuer at the time of permit issuance. Vehicles are only allowed in the process areas after the area has been checked for LEL and the vehicle has been listed on the permit. The work permit system is a communication and safety tool which provides cooperation between operations and maintenance or contractors on specific work inside the plant. Eastman St. Gabriel has four basic permit categories: safety work, hot work, confined space entry, and underground work. For any work permit, it is imperative that you perform a careful and thorough review. Make sure that you understand the time limits, work restrictions and limitations, notification requirements, the overall scope of work, associated potential hazards, lockout-tagout requirements on systems that may be accidentally energized, and personal protective equipment. You need to be aware that no work shall be done in a process area without the issuance of the appropriate permit by Eastman personnel. Once you have obtained a permit, a hard copy of the permit must be immediately available in the area where the work is being conducted. Each person on the work team must sign the back of the permit, acknowledging that they are aware of the safety information contained on the permit. All permits are voided by emergency situations and must be reissued prior to work resumption. The maintenance supervisor or contractor must notify operations personnel when all work has been completed. This involves signing the hard copy of the permit with time of completion and returning the permit to operations. A safety work permit must be issued by Eastman for any work in process areas and in conjunction with permits involving hot work, underground work, or confined space entry. The safety work permit must be reviewed by the worker, crew leader, and an appropriate Eastman representative and immediately available at the work site. Please note that a JSA is required for all work permits issued. Hot work is defined as any work in plant operating areas involving welding, cutting, grinding, use of power tools, and vehicular operation, or any job which could create a potential source of ignition from a spark. When performing hot work, a suitable, fully charged fire extinguisher must be posted in the area before beginning any hot work, and a trained fire watch is required at the work site. A confined space entry permit is needed for work in an area or vessel which is large enough and so configured that a person can bodily enter and perform assigned work, has limited or restricted means for entry and exit, and is not designed for continuous occupancy. When work will be performed in a confined space, training including completion of supporting documentation must be conducted for the entrance, attendants, and entry supervisors. A pre-entry meeting must be conducted prior to entering the space. Documentation is filed and maintained by Eastman. To ensure your safety, never enter a confined space unless authorized by the permit to do so. You need to be aware that breaking the plane between the interior and exterior with any part of the body of a confined space is considered entry. Entrants must wear full body harness to facilitate rescue, unless exempted in the rescue plan. Make sure that you know and comply with the conditions of the permit at all times. Should an emergency arise during the entry, the attendant will activate the rescue plan immediately, terminate the entry, and exit the area. The attendant will remove all entrants and notify the entry supervisor when a prohibited condition is detected, behavioral effects of hazard exposure are detected, an unsafe situation outside the space is detected, or the attendant cannot safely perform his duties. An underground work permit must be issued and approved by Eastman before beginning any work requiring excavations and underground work activities. Additionally, a safety work permit must be obtained to coincide with the involved activity. Make certain both permits have been issued and authorized before beginning any work.